at 9:45, so we can do item 757.
Proclaim July 2017 to be Portland Prep Awareness Month in Portland.
So, Madam President, I'm going to welcome our honored guests forward, make a couple introductory remarks, ask you if you would do the honor of reading the proclamation, and then we'll turn it over to Peter. This morning we welcome Peter Pariseau, pinch-hitting for Tyler Termeer, Executive Director of Cascade AIDS Project, and he's joined by Carlos Negrete and Morgan Jade. The City of Portland is deeply and proudly committed to public health, and our commitment is more important now than ever because of the repeated efforts in Washington, D.C. to cut funding for important health services and to eliminate health care for tens of thousands of Oregonians. That's why we're proud to be leading on a local level and thankful for partners like Cascade AIDS Project. In April, CAP opened the PRISM Health Clinic, a new resource for specialized health care for the LGBTQ community. I think Peter will tell us it's the first such specialized care facility in the state of Oregon, which is a very proud day for our community. And it represents yet another great partnership between the city and Cascade AIDS. And by the way, the city was very proud to support PRISM with a $100,000 grant from our Special Appropriations Fund. And now I'll turn it over to the President of the Council to read the proclamation.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and thank you for your work on this important item. Whereas everyone in our community deserves access to comprehensive information and medical options for preventing HIV. And whereas without public health interventions, one in every 214 Oregonians will contract HIV in their lifetimes. And whereas in July 2012, the United States Food and Drug Administration approved the first medication for use as HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, signaling a new era in HIV prevention. And whereas PrEP is highly effective, providing up to 99% protection against HIV infection. And whereas the state of Oregon is a national leader in HIV prevention, covering the full cost of PrEP for most Oregon Health Plan recipients. And whereas the city of Portland has supported local nonprofit Cascade AIDS Project's PRISM Health Center, a primary care facility specializing in healthcare for LGBTQ plus people. And whereas current efforts in Congress to appeal the Affordable Care Act and undermine public health presents a significant risks to the fight against HIV infection. And whereas the City of Portland is deeply committed to public health, supporting access to health care from all members of our community, and working with partners like Cascade AIDS in the fight to prevent HIV. Now, therefore, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, does hereby proclaim July 2017 to be Portland PrEP Awareness Month in Portland and encourages all residents to observe this month.
Thank you very much. Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
For that, I'm kind of gathering it's a vaccination.
I should let our PrEP navigators, Carlos and Morgan, talk specifically about it. But it is a preventative measure that you take once a day. Do you guys want to?
Peter, why don't you start by introducing yourself and then just.
Sorry, that's ahead of myself.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Peter Pariseau. I'm Director of Strategic Development for Cascade AIDS Project. And with me today, we have Carlos Negrete and Morgan Jade, two of our fantastic PrEP navigators, who will give you a little bit more information about what PrEP is and why it's an important preventative strategy for us to engage in. And then we can answer some questions, but if you guys want to take them.
First, we would like to thank. My name is Carlos Negrete, and I would like to thank the City of Portland for joining us against the fight of HIV. It is our privilege to be here today representing Cascade AIDS Project and PRISM Health PrEP program. As mentioned earlier, July of 2012, the FDA approved the first medication as PrEP, which stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and is a new prevention tool that can protect against HIV up to 99% if taken as prescribed.
Hi, I'm Morgan Jade. Thanks for having us today. So with this new tool, we were able to start a new conversation about HIV prevention in the 21st century and open the door to see what other prevention tools are out there and what new tools can be available in the future. We know that PrEP works, but when it comes to the HIV fight, we can't move forward without addressing the disparities and lack of access faced by our communities, especially queer people of color. We need to focus on encouraging our communities to talk about new prevention tools and let them lead the conversation when it comes to HIV prevention.
We thank you for being here, and we encourage you to start the conversation to break the stigma of HIV and PrEP. We welcome you to think of how you can bring PrEP Awareness Month to your community and loved ones, and the first step is to start a conversation.
So in answer to your question, Commissioner, the PrEP is a once a day pill regimen. So it's basically an HIV medication that you take as a preventative measure, and it prevents you from contracting the infection if exposed to it. So it has a 99% effective rate and is pretty much been adopted by most major metropolitan areas, San Francisco, New York, LA, Seattle, as their primary prevention tool in the stop of to stop the spread of HIV.
And it's entirely covered on the Oregon Health Plan?
It is entirely covered by the Oregon Health Plan. I mean, we are fortunate in Oregon to have a really robust insurance program for PrEP and for HIV care in general. So, for private insurance, it can be a little bit more complicated. The copay is it's an expensive drug, so a month of PrEP, although it has recently been deemed to be a generic sometime, probably the end of this year, but a month of PrEP costs about $1,500. And so private insurance oftentimes has some significant co-insurance requirements for drugs of this type. So we work with our PrEP navigators to make sure that people have access to copay assistance from, you know, either from the drug manufacturer or from the Oregon Health Plan to help offset those costs. So our goal is to make sure that everybody has access to PrEP, regardless of their ability to pay.
Peter, I have just a question, but first a comment for people new to the council. Peter is actually a veteran of this building and worked for former Mayor Sam Adams. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And Tyler was in D.C. recently as part of a large demonstration in support of protecting the Affordable Care Act. And I saw some of the press coverage, and I was really alarmed at some of the consequences of repealing the Affordable Care Act on the LGBTQ community. And I wonder if you just take a moment to give us kind of a very high-level sense of what's at risk if we repeal the ACA.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've probably all read about the stories of what's happening with the ACA. If repealed, it will have a significant effect on Oregon's ability to provide coverage for HIV-positive individuals and health insurance for LGBTQ plus individuals as well. So, I mean, we'll see. There are the disparities faced by the LGBT community with regards to accessing good primary care health care are significant and well documented, and so we're just creating another barrier to allowing people to access health insurance. I mean, I don't have the numbers at my fingertips, but we'll see a significant reduction of the number of people covered in our program, and there may be some risk of, depending on how Medicaid, how they want to restructure Medicaid, how well Oregon Health Plan is going to be able to cover the things that we're currently covering now. So.
Well, another example of where this debate is really a question of life and death for people in our community. So
it really is. I mean, taking away health insurance from millions of Americans is tantamount to a death sentence for a minority of them, certainly.
So PrEP sounds like an amazing drug. Who discovered it?
It's manufactured by Gilead. It's Truvada. It is a drug that is taken as an HIV medication, and so one of the I forgot what the technical terms is, but one of the other uses for the drugs that it was approved by the FDA was as a preventative measure. So it basically prevents the virus from being able to be uptaken in your immune system, right?
It basically kind of builds a shield around your immune system cells. And so if someone is to get HIV in their body, you know, they have this barrier around all their cells, so the virus can't get in and start replicating.
And in order for it to start working, you have to be on it, for example, for 7 days. And depending on the risk that you or the exposure that you have, there's a time period that you have to be on it in order to work.
Mm-hmm. And we currently, we're offering a PrEP clinic out of Prism Health, which is our LGBTQ plus specific primary care facility that you guys help fund. So thank you for that. And our goal is to have one day, basically one day turnaround time to get people PrEP. So you come in, if you're at high risk, you fall into one of the risk categories and you're a candidate for PrEP, we will hopefully be able to do the blood work all in one day and send you on your way with a prescription for PrEP that you can fill either through mail order or at your regular pharmacy in that same day. Typically, that has taken somewhere between a month or a couple of months to do if you're going to a like Kaiser or another larger health system, because they'll run the lab. It'll take several weeks for the lab to come back, and then you have to come back and get it retested before you can actually get the prescription. So what we're really hoping to do with PRISM is compress that timeline down to one day to make sure that everybody has access to PrEP when they need it and how they need it.
Thank you.
Peter, before we close out this item, you've got a couple of events coming up, including two big events this fall. Why don't you tell us about them?
Oh, sure. Thank you for the opportunity. September 9th is Portland AIDS Walk. I hope you will all consider joining us. It is happening at the Neighborhood Fields Park, one of my favorite parks in the city. Thank you for that as well. And that is, I believe, starts at 11 a.m. on September 9th. And then the next event that we're having is our World AIDS Day celebration and lunch. And that is going to be not actually on World AIDS Day this year because of the way the day fell, but it will be on December 4th. And that will be happening at the Nines Hotel. So, again, we'd love for City Council to join us at that event.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Did you want to take a picture, Commissioner?
Sure. Let's do that, yeah.
So if we can go... Mr. Salzman, do you have anybody here to do the other item that's pulled off consent?
Which item was that?
It's 764 for streetcars.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do have people here.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's